And welcome back to Hoop Tech in North Ridgeville. I can say this, it's my first time here. And as a father of four, and they're all older now in their late 20s, mid-20s, and early 20s. But back in the day when they were young kids playing youth basketball, it would have been really nice to have a place like Hoop Tech, because we certainly were all over gyms all over northeastern Ohio a very long time ago when the kids were young. Ron Yance, Rob Polinski, our leader, is here tonight.
Jared Kozar is our leader.
Jared Kozar is the ultimate leader, goes unsaid. And, Rob, we welcome in Wellington's head boys basketball coach, Anthony Schmuck. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Second year. What did you learn last year that's going to make it a little bit smoother for you this year?
The big thing is just being able to have an off season. We had no off season last year. We're getting the job late in July. This year we were able to have a full off season, which has made a huge impact, you know, being able to start practice here in the fall and actually be a little more up to speed.
So tell us about some of the young guys. You're returning, as I try to look at this real quickly, but it looks like you've got some guys that are returning from you that played for you last year. That's got to make the transition a little bit easier as well.
Yeah, coming into last year, we only had one guy that ever played varsity basketball, being Sean Whitehouse. This year, coming back, we returned nearly everybody, which is good for us. We'll still have some young guys as well as older guys as well.
Anthony, what type of team do you have style-wise? If somebody walked into a gym and they could identify the signature of an Anthony Schmuck team, what would it be?
Just being able to defend, rebound, and play the right way offensively, share the ball.
Coach, how have you guys looked in scrimmages so far? How is the early season going?
Up and down. You know, good quarters, bad quarters. But overall, I think positive.
The reason I ask, I was wondering, how important do you think it is in scrimmages for a team that, you know, you didn't have the success you wanted to have last year? You've got a young group, and is it important for them to have success early on in the scrimmages, or how do you look at that? Are you just kind of looking at the things you need to get done, maybe not the result?
Yeah, I think with that success, we did that in the summer in June, which definitely gave these guys confidence. And then now going into the season, you know, as for scrimmages, you know, just throwing out different lineups, different guys, giving everybody opportunities. And you do see success naturally from just constantly playing. But mainly in scrimmages, we just want to work on getting better, you know, at every facet of the game that we can.
Anthony, the Wellington job, your first job as a head basketball coach. So this year, this off season, you said, was your first off season, or the chance to have a first off season, because you got the job so late in the game. So what does that off season look like for you as a head coach, as a young head coach, and how have you developed how you approach an off season? Was there a mentor in your life that you know, set the stage for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely my dad. You know, him being a head coach for now 30 some years and following, even when I played for him, what we did in the off season. You know, we try to go, you know, as much as you can. And also play versus many different guys and different types of teams just to keep improving so you can see everything and not ever, you know, not ever try to regress, but always try to progress every day and continue to just get better and build confidence within every player.
Coach, who are some of the young men that comprise this team that you're sort of counting on that you think, you know, can help Wellington Dukes basketball this year?
With returning older guys, you know, Sean Whitehouse comes back. He was a first-team guy. And then we return other seniors such as Adam Mahalik and his brother Nathan Mahalik. And then we have Chase McKenzie with us as well. And then for our younger guys, you know, we still have Deacon coming back, Landon Whitehouse, which is Sean's brother, and Landon Wright, and then hopefully some help from even younger guys as well.
So you're all duped up tonight. You got a pullover with the Wellington colors and Dukes across the front of it. You got a smile on your face when I mentioned all Dukes up. How happy are you to be in Wellington and to lead a program that, you know, is yours and you can put your imprint on it?
Yeah, very happy. You know, it's nice, you know, to, like you said, put your own imprint on and work to build something up, especially, you know, only after winning three games last year, hopefully to win more, you know, and see that work that we put in the offseason really pay off this year.
Are you a patient coach?
You have to be. So, yeah.
Yep. If you could, you know, pick your season, it would be not an improvement of, say, from 3 to 6, which would be double in your win total. It would be what?
You know, just not going to put a win total to it, but just, you know, see guys completely bought in is the main thing. I think it, in the summer we're able to define what it is for us to really buy in. And that led to success at camps, you know, shootouts, as well as other open gyms. So just see guys fully buy in and everyone be team first, I think is how I'm going to measure the success.
Coach, you open up with New London, and it looks like you've got some changes to your non-conference schedule from years past. Just give us a little bit about the philosophy of who Wellington's going to be playing in the non-conference and where you think maybe you fit in the LC8 now that you've been through it for a year. Just your thoughts on the LC8.
We had a little changes to our schedule, not playing as many bigger schools as we did, more schools in our Division III level-ish. And then as for the LC8, tough conference. There's going to be a lot of good teams. I think it'd be really up and down. And, you know, there's definitely some teams out there that are better than others. But we're just going to try to give it our best and be able to fight every night, hopefully. You know, we didn't win a conference game last year, so we gotta at least get one to head in the right direction.
Again, and for our listeners who don't know, you mentioned your father a little bit earlier and said he's been a coach
37 years.
And refresh my memory, is your dad still a head coach, and where's he at now?
Yeah, he's still the head coach. He's at Twinsburg High School. I believe this is his 8th year, I believe.
Okay. I remember he was at Maple Heights forever. He was in our neck of the woods for a little bit over at Amherst. And so, obviously, he had a big influence on you, but how do you be yourself, maybe take things that he likes to do, but still be yourself and do it your own way?
Yeah, just take things that I've learned from him and then put my own imprint on them, you know, and really break down different things and see how it can really fit our team is the main thing. You have to, whatever you do, you have to make sure – it fits your team. So obviously there's different things that, you know, I could have done with him. They may not fit us, or opposite ways as well.
I've got one more question to ask, I'm fascinated by you being around your dad for, you know, obviously you're not 37 years old, Anthony. Your dad's been coaching for 37. So give me your first recollection of, you know, being with your dad in a basketball environment.
Richmond Heights days when I was a little kid, he'd bring me up there and get us McDonald's when I was a couple years old, you know, and then always shooting around up there, and as I'm getting older playing and stuff with some of his coaches, playing with them, you know, 4-on-4, whatever it is, going full court. But, yeah, always being at Richmond Heights, I really did enjoy my time there, always going with him. It's a great bonding experience.
Great. You can tell that you loved it because the smile in your eyes is just tell the story. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, Anthony, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us. Best
of luck
this year.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Best of luck. Nice to see you.
That's Anthony Schmuck, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes. We're going to bring in.